Alrighty, well, friends, I felt like today I should share with you on the topic of just letting it go. I was thinking and praying about what I should share with you, and I really believe that God put it upon my heart to share with you a message called Just Let It Go. How many here interact with at least one person on a daily basis? How many people interact or have relationship with one person at least on a daily basis? At least once a week, right? And you know what, friend? I'm here to tell you today that as we interact with other people during the week, people may say or do something that does not quite sit right with you. Maybe puts you off balance. Maybe insults you and offends you. And Jesus assured us in Luke chapter 17 that offenses will come. They will come. You know, somebody may joke about your weight, saying maybe it looks like you put on a few extra pounds. They may have been joking with you, wanting you to laugh, and you took it as an insult, as an offense. You know, maybe somebody in the past joked about your mom, said something about your mom, and you've held on to it. You haven't let it go. You know, if you allow a seed of offense to take root in the soil of your heart, and you nurture that seed of offense, if you keep talking about it, if you keep thinking about it, that seed of offense could become a root of bitterness. And that root of bitterness, unchecked, could become a tree of hatred. And what does hatred lead to? It can lead to murder. So what's the solution to uprooting seeds of offense? What is the solution to letting it go? The solution is forgiveness. And that's what today's message is about. It's about forgiveness. What's forgiveness? When you think of the word forgiveness, what comes to your mind? Okay, love. You know, love is demonstrated by forgiveness. That's good.
Peace,
okay. But forgiveness is this. It's releasing the debt that you feel somebody owes you. How many here today feel like maybe somebody owes them something? They took something from you. They said something to you. And you're thinking to yourself, the least they owe me is an apology. How many feel like that today? I felt like that in the past. I'm preaching to myself today. You know, because people say and do things sometimes that don't quite sit right with us. You know, a couple of years ago, I went to Toronto, Canada with a couple of friends. My friend told me, hey, Jonathan, there's this Christian conference in Toronto. He said, pay my in-country expenses. He said, pay my in-country expenses, like $200. He said, and when we get back to the United States within a few weeks, I'll pay you. I'll reimburse you. So I paid his in-country expenses, you know, like food and housing. We got back to the United States. A month went by. Never got the money back. 2 months went by. 3 months went by. Never received the money back. And, you know, I really got upset. I was like, man, this person told me he would pay me back, and he never paid me back. So I allowed a seed of offense to take root in the soil of my heart. And I could feel myself being separated from this person. But I sensed on the inside, Jonathan, you've just got to release this person of the debt. Just let it go. So I communicated with this person by email, and I said, you know what? I'm going to forgive you of the debt that you owe me. He got the email. He called me back. He said, Jonathan, that is awesome. He said, why did you do that? I said, because I felt that I needed to forgive you. And guess what? Today, I'm friends with this person still. Had I allowed that seed of offense to take root in the soil of my heart, we probably wouldn't have been friends anymore. Right? All right. Maybe in your own personal life, maybe you lent somebody some money in the past. Maybe it was your grocery money. $20, $30, $50. You know, you lent the money expecting it back. And maybe the person you lent it to thought that you gave it to him, to her. So there's a misunderstanding between you. You know? You lent it to the person you lent it to thought you gave it to them. So now there's feelings of unforgiveness on the inside of you. They owe me some money. The least they owe me is an apology. And the person does not apologize. Friend, what is the solution?
Forgive. Let it go.
Let go of the need for an apology. Just forgive the person. You know what, friends? You know what forgiveness is like? Forgiveness is a life or death situation. Parachuting. How many here know that parachuting, skydiving, is a life or death situation? If you're 25 or 30,000 feet up in the air and you jump off that plane and you go to pull that cord, if the chute does not open, guess what? You're in trouble. Most likely you will physically die. But if you jump out of that plane and you pull that cord and the chute opens up, guess what? You're safe. Most likely you will live. You'll glide into safety, right? Parachuting is physically a life or death situation. Well, spiritually speaking, forgiveness is an eternal life or death situation. Why do I say that? Because of what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. And I'll read it to you. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive you of your sins. What is our eternal salvation based upon? What is our eternal salvation based upon? Okay. What is it?
I was going to say Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
That's good. Our eternal salvation, what is it?
Life after death.
Life after death. Our eternal salvation is based upon God's forgiveness of our sins through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross and our faith in Jesus. Our eternal salvation is based upon God's forgiveness of our sins. But what does the Word of God say in Matthew 6, 14 and 15? That if we forgive men their trespasses, offenses against us, God will forgive us our sins against Him. But if we don't forgive men and women their trespasses against us, God won't forgive us. And guess what? If God is not forgiving us of our sins, we're walking on dangerous ground eternally, right? See, if you open your little parachute of forgiveness over your offender, guess what? God opens His big parachute of forgiveness over us. But if we don't open our little parachute of forgiveness over somebody who's offended us, guess what? God is not going to open His big parachute of forgiveness over us, and eternally speaking, then, we're on dangerous ground, right? Is that making sense today? All right. What does Paul write to the Ephesians in Ephesians 5, verse 1? What does he say? What does he say? Ephesians 5, 1.
Let's say, obey your parents in the Lord. Is that 6, 1?
That's 6, 1. He says in Ephesians 5, 1, be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children. What does John write about Jesus in 1 John 2, 6? He says, if you claim to live in Christ, you must walk as Jesus did. The walk of Jesus was a walk of what? Was a walk of forgiveness, of releasing the debt against his offenders. If we're to be imitators of God, what is God 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? God is a forgiver, right?
Yes.
Jesus Christ is a forgiver. Remember when Jesus was being mocked before he was crucified. And as he was being crucified, how did he respond to his offenders? Think here for a second with me. How did Jesus respond to his offenders?
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus was walking in an attitude of forgiveness. You see, Jesus didn't call down 12 legions of angels and destroy them, right? He decided instead to love them and forgive them. And if we claim to live in Christ, we must do what? We must walk in the forgiveness that Christ walks in. As imitators of God. That's right. We have got to do the same. Now, how many here have a healthy heart muscle? How do you strengthen your heart muscle? How do you make it stronger?
Exercise.
By exercising, by jogging so many minutes a day, by walking, by a good diet, right? You strengthen this physical heart muscle. Well, you know, our spirit, which will live on forever, let's call it our spiritual muscle. How do we strengthen our spiritual muscle?
Feeding the Word of God.
Feeding the Word of God.
By exercising forgiveness. by practicing this virtue called forgiveness. That's how you strengthen your spiritual muscle, so that when the enemy tries to throw attacks against you, temptations, bad things against you, and you're walking in an attitude of forgiveness, guess what? Your spirit is strong on the inside, and you can overcome the devil's attacks. But you've got to be walking in forgiveness. You know what? If you're walking in offense, in unforgiveness, mad at everybody and everything, guess what? The enemy has access to your life. He's going to try to take you down spiritually. But if you're walking in God's love and His forgiveness, the enemy has no access into your life. He is a defeated foe. Making sense? So for the next few minutes, I want to talk about some of the practical how-tos. How do you uproot feelings of unforgiveness? How do you let go of seeds of offense that try to take hold of the soil of your heart? Let's look at what Jesus did in Matthew chapter 18, or what Jesus said. Matthew chapter 18. Just got a few more minutes left here. Matthew 18. Verse 15. Talking about a brother who sins against you. If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault, just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over. But if he will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or tax collector. So if somebody says something to insult you, to offend you, just bring it to that person's attention in a spirit of gentleness. Say, hey, you know what you said, what you did offended me. If he doesn't see it, if she doesn't see it, bring another person along, a mediator that can listen. Yeah. You know? Take two others along. If he still doesn't see it, tell it to a leader in the church. And if the person who offended you still doesn't see how they offended you, Jesus says what? Treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. Treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. Let me ask you this. How did Jesus treat the pagans and the tax collectors?
Well, I love Nicodemus.
How did Jesus treat the pagans and the tax collectors? He did not allow their seeds of offense to take hold of the soil of his heart. He walked in a spirit of forgiveness 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, it's easier said than done not to let seeds of offense to be planted in your heart. Say that again. It's easier said than done to walk in a spirit of forgiveness. You know, if the same feelings of bitterness appear today concerning the offense that occurred toward you that occurred 20 years ago. Say somebody offended you 20 years ago and it really hurt you on the inside. And when you think about that incident, you get those same feelings of bitterness today that you got 20 years ago. Guess what? That's probably a pretty good test that maybe you have not forgiven that person. So, how do you start to uproot feelings of unforgiveness? How do you do it? How do you do it?
Going on with your life,
okay? You know, in our own human selves, we're weak. In our weakness, God's power is made evident, right? Now, let's look at Matthew 18. Let's just jump back for a second concerning this parable that Jesus was given in Matthew 18. He says in verse 18, Matthew 18, 18, I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. In context, what is Jesus trying to say? This is what I think Jesus is trying to say. The forgiveness that you loose on this earth towards others will be the forgiveness that heaven looses toward you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Making sense?
Yes.
All right, so how do you go about uprooting feelings of unforgiveness towards your offenders? Towards somebody who has done you wrong? How many here have been done wrong recently? And you're struggling with feelings of unforgiveness, feelings of offense. Anybody here dealing with that? I think we all are. How do you go about it? Start praying to God.
That's what I would put it in his hands.
If you pray in the Spirit, if you pray in tongues, guess what? Tongues will give you spiritual strength, inner strength on the inside. You may not speak in tongues. Well, speak in English. Guess what? God understands English. Just start praying to God, and God will give you the strength to overcome the offense, to overcome the feelings of unforgiveness and bitterness. He will give you His strength. Look at 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4. This is what Paul writes. He says, "He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself." What does it mean to edify? It means to build up, to be strengthened. When you speak in a tongue, you're speaking to God, you're praying to God. On the inside, you're being built up, you're being strengthened to be able to forgive your offender. It takes strength, a spiritual strength, to forgive others. And friend, if you're struggling with forgiveness today, just begin praying to God. Say, "God, on my own, I can't do it. On my own, I'm weak. I can't do it by myself. God, give me your strength." And as you cry out to God, guess what? He'll give you the strength to forgive. How many here pray in the Spirit, pray in tongues? You know, when somebody does something wrong to you, start praying in tongues, the heavenly language. And let me tell you, on the inside, you're going to get stronger and stronger and stronger, that when that person offends you again, it's going to be like water off a duck's back. Water off a duck's back, right? Let's say it today. Water off a duck's back. When I'm offended, it's going to be like water off a duck's back. You got it. Okay, so when somebody offends you, the first thing you should do is do what? Start to pray, right? If you don't pray in tongues, pray in English. God understands it. Number two, pray the Word of God over your life. Pray the Word of God over your life. For instance, from Ephesians 4, verse 32, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." When somebody offends you, when they say or do something that insult you, that doesn't sit quite right with you, start speaking the Word of God over your life. Start saying to yourself, "Self, just as God in Christ forgave me, I am going to forgive my offender." And the words that you speak over yourself, you'll eventually start to believe. And what better words to speak over yourself than the Word of Almighty God? When you wake up in the morning and you look at yourself in the mirror, tell yourself this: "Even before offenses come today, I am deciding deep down in my heart to walk in a spirit, in an attitude of forgiveness." Yes, offenses will come today. People will say and do things that may not sit right with me. But in advance, I decide to walk in forgiveness. Say it with me today. In advance,
I decide
to walk in forgiveness. In God's forgiveness. Speak those words over your life. Say to yourself, "You know what? The Word of God says to be an imitator of God, Ephesians 5:1. Today I am going to be an imitator of God, God who is a forgiver 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just as God has forgiven me and forgives me, I will forgive my offenders." How many see that this is speaking the Word of God over your life? And you know, what you speak over your life will condition your thoughts, will condition your spirit. And if you speak these good words over your life, it will condition your heart to walk in an attitude of forgiveness continuously. Amen?
Amen.
And finally, how to uproot feelings of unforgiveness. Stop talking about your offender and his offense.
Yes.
Somebody says something to offend you, to set you off. And 5 minutes later, you go find somebody else and say, "Could you believe what he said about me? Could you believe what he said about my mother or my father or this loved one in my life?" You start talking about the offense and your offender, and guess what? If you continue to talk about your offense and your offender, you'll continue thinking about it. And what you think about gets bigger, gets stronger. And that seed of offense becomes a root of bitterness. How many want a root of bitterness growing deep down on the inside? None of us, right? Say, "Not me."
Not me.
That's it. So stop talking about it. You know, how do you nurture seeds of offense? Like if you plant an orange seed or a tomato seed, How do you nurture those seeds? How do you nurture grape seeds?
Plant food.
You water it and a little bit of sun, a little bit of water, exactly. So if you allow seeds of offense to be planted in the soil of your heart, the way you nurture it is by talking about it. And if you talk about it, if you talk about the offender and his offense, you're nurturing those seeds of offense and your love walk is starved. So what do? We've got to do the opposite. We've got to kill seeds of offense. How? How do you kill seeds of offense?
By loving your enemies, praying for them.
By not talking about the offense, by praying for them, by not talking about your offender. And as you kill seeds of offense that try to take hold in your heart, what do? You feed your love walk. You love your enemies. You pray for them. Does that make sense? How do you kill like a tomato seed? How do you quickly kill a tomato seed? You don't water it. You pour poison on it, right? That's how you kill those kinds of seeds. It's the same way with weeds, right? With weeds, you know, weeds that grow up in people's gardens. How do you kill weeds? By spraying weed killer on it, right? A kind of a poison. That's how you kill the seeds of offense, friend. Just don't talk about it. And as you do that, you're feeding your love walk. Does that make sense today? So how many here are going to stop talking about your offender and his offense? And as you do that, your love walk towards those people will increase. How many today are dealing with maybe a situation concerning somebody else in your life? Concerning something somebody said or did? And it's hard to let it go. How many need God's strength to forgive? A lot of us, right? A lot of us. That's good. That's good. Let me give you one last word of caution here. Some of you may be in a situation where maybe you were emotionally, mentally, or physically abused. And you forgave your offender. You forgave them and they abused you again. You forgave them and they beat you again. At that point, friend, guess what you got to do? At that point, you've got to put up a boundary. You've got to separate yourself from that person and report them to the authorities. Whether it be the staff here at John 3:16 or the law enforcement. But you've got to separate yourself for a while from that person. You see what I'm saying? You don't have to get personal retaliation on that person. No personal vengeance. Why? Because God says in His Word, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. No personal retaliation. You can't free that person of moral responsibility. They've got to be held responsible for the abuse they've been incurring on you, putting on you. And the way they do that, the way you hold them responsible is by separating yourself, by reporting it. Amen?
Amen?
So if somebody is continually abusing you, continually offending you, you forgive them and they do it again, you forgive them and they do it again, at that point, separate yourself. Alrighty? Alright, let me pray for you guys this afternoon. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus for these wonderful and precious people. God, I just pray that as they may be dealing with other people, situations that other people have done to them, insulting them, offending them, abusing them, Father God, I just pray that you give them, that you give us, that you give me the strength to forgive our offenders, just as in Christ, God, you have forgiven us. God, just strengthen our spirits in Jesus' name to be able to do this. And give us the strength, God, not to talk about our offender and his offense. Because God, you have forgiven mountains of offenses that we have committed against you. And so we can forgive these molehills of offenses that others have committed against us in Jesus' name. Just pray that you give us the strength this week, Father God, that we would walk in an attitude and a spirit of forgiveness 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In Jesus' name, amen.